Transcriptional output for the vast majority of complex genomes consists of non-protein coding RNAs. These non-coding RNAs appear to be involved in a variety of cellular roles, ranging from simple housekeeping to complex regulatory functions. Of the various subclasses of non-coding RNAs, microRNAs or miRNAs are the most thoroughly characterized. These non-coding RNAs are single-stranded RNAs and are typically 19 to 25 nucleotides in length and are thought to be involved in gene regulation. They appear to bind to the 3' UTR of target messenger RNAs and inhibit their translation. To date, at least 4,000 microRNAs have been identified. In insects, research on microRNAs has been mostly limited to Drosophila melanogaster. And outside Drosophila, microRNAs are an unknown field that is ripe for understanding. And here we report for the first time the experimental evidence of microRNAs in Aedes aegypti. microRNAs are initially transcribed expressed as part of long transcript that is called prime microRNA. These prime microRNAs are processed by DROSHA into hairpin structures called pre-microRNAs, which are exported into cytoplasm and are further processed there into unstable microRNA duplexes. The last stable strand of microRNA duplex is incorporated into RISC complex. These RISC complexes are guided by microRNAs and interact with 3' UTR of target messenger RNA in regions exhibiting imperfect sequence homology, thus inhibiting their protein synthesis. By a mechanism that has yet to be fully understood. While this process has a lot of similarities with the RNA interference technology, those two should not be confused. A goal of this study was to identify differentially expressed microRNAs in Aedes aegypti. A new generation of microRNA array chip made by Axicon was used for microRNA expression profiling. This array has increased sensitivity and specificity that allows for a comprehensive profiling of all known microRNAs in 54 organisms. Almost 4,000 capture probes make it possible to profile microRNAs from any known any organism varying from viruses to vertebrates. This chip has microRNAs from 5 insect species, including 2 Drosophila species, malaria mosquito, honeybee, silkworm. Most of these insect microRNAs were not experimentally proven. They were derived from computational analysis. To prepare samples for our microRNA analysis, Aedes aegypti larvae were staged at the end of third insta, and newly molted fourth insta was transferred to a new container where they were reared. The RNA samples were collected at 0 and 24 hour points during last larva stage, last larva stage, and first hour pupa male and female samples were also collected. Total RNA was extracted using trisol reagent method, and they were subsequently cleaned with RNA-Easy to eliminate phenol and chloroform contaminations. After RNA quality for all samples was confirmed, it was used to make cDNAs. cDNAs from 4th insta 0 hour points were labeled with fluorescent dye high 3, and all 9 slides were hybridized to this probe. cDNAs from 4th insta 24-hour and males and females pupa were labeled with a different fluorescent dye, high 5, and 3 slides were hybridized to each sample. As a result, the expression levels relative to to fourth inter-zero hour points were calculated. This slide demonstrates the results of microRNA expression profiling in the form of heat map diagram. Each column here represents a microRNA, and each row represents a sample. Each time point is represented by triplicates. Color scale shown on the bottom illustrates the relative expression levels of microRNA across samples. Red color is indicates expression levels above mean. Blue color indicates expression levels below mean. Gray color indicates level shows that this particular microRNA was flagged during the array analysis. For example, the levels were below background. And arrows on this slide point to the examples of high expression levels during pupa stage here, high expression levels during larva stage here, and high expression levels during pupa male and pupa female, just to make it easy to read this diagram. Out of 52 differentially expressed microRNAs identified by the array, 13 microRNAs had increased expression levels in 24-hour larva, and relative expression levels of 39 microRNAs were high in pupa. Two of these were male-specific, and 13 were female-specific. We decided to investigate several microRNAs further. We selected four of them to study. The first obvious choice was LAT7, since this microRNA has been the first one to be described in literature and shows a strong upregulation in pupa stages. And this data correlates with our own array results. The second one we decided to look at tissue expression was microRNA1, since according to our array results, this microRNA is pupa specific, but was demonstrated to be constitutively expressed in Drosophila. Two other microRNAs were of interest to us was 194 and 395, since they were not previously described in insects, but were indicated with sex-specific expression on the array. To prepare our samples for reverse transcription PCR, we dissected mosquitoes at the same time points we used for microarray probes, and primers for primary microRNA transcripts were synthesized. This slide demonstrates the results of RT-PCR. The lower panel is the result of RT-PCR for ribosomal protein L8, which we used as internal control for cDNA quality. RT-PCR results for microRNA 194, shown here, and they are in agreement with our rare results. This microRNA is male pupa specific and shows a very strong expression in head, thorax, and abdominal tissues, but doesn't show any expression in gut tissue. The results of RT-PCR in microRNA 395 also agrees with our array results and shows female pupa-specific expression, which is very strong in abdominal tissues, not very strong in head and thorax, and almost absent in gut tissues. The RT-PCR expression profiles for microRNA 1 also correlates with our array data and confirms elevated levels in transcripts on pupa stage, with a noticeable increase in pupa gut tissues. But the most interesting results were obtained for LAT7 microRNA. Our RT-PCR demonstrates that primary transcripts for this microRNA are not only upregulated in pupa, but have a very clear tissue-specific profile. This microRNA is not expressed in gut, but is expressed in head, thorax, and abdominal tissues. And to summarize, I'd like to say that this is the first study that identified 52 microRNAs differentially expressed between last larva and early pupa stages in Aedes aegypti. These microRNAs exhibit both temporal and tissue-specific relative expression levels, and some microRNAs exhibit sex-specific patterns. And I would also like to mention once again that only a few insect microRNAs have been identified and annotated to date. So this is one of the future directions for our study. We also observed a lot of sex-specific and tissue-specific expression, and it might play a role in vector competence. And since we observed a lot of differences in larval and pupil microRNA expression, and microRNAs were shown to be involved in the developmental processes, we think that they might be involved in metamorphosis, but this is all for future studies. And I'd like to thank my lab, and especially my advisor, Hugh Long. Thank you. The question was what were detected, pre-microRNAs or prime microRNAs? Do you mean in RT-PCR or in the array? Because the arrays have the actual mature microRNAs, the array chip, but they are very tiny. They're like 19, 20 nucleotides in length. So for RT-PCR, we used primers for primary transcripts, where those transcripts are anywhere from 150 to 300 base pairs. So we used two different stages of microRNA in our experiments.
Is there any known regulatory mechanism of those microRNA processing
Well, as I shown on that schematic cell nucleus, yes, there are several enzymes that are involved in maturation, Drosha, and other enzymes. So yeah, as I said again, it's not been really studied very well in insects at all. A little bit in Drosophila, but mostly it's C. elegans and humans. C. elegans was the pioneer in this field, but yeah, it's not a very well studied field at all.